Welcome back to the deep dive. Okay, so healthcare today, it's under massive pressure, right? Costs are up, staff are stretched thin, patient expectations are higher than ever.
Definitely. It's a tough environment.
But there's this powerful digital solution really starting to make waves, AI agents. And the market for this stuff, it's just exploding.
Yeah, the numbers are pretty staggering. Think around $28 billion this year globally.
And projected to hit over $180 billion by 2030. That's huge growth. They're saying it's driven by, well, potential cost savings and better outcomes for patients.
Big savings potential. Accenture even estimates, I think, up to $150 billion annually just for the U.S. healthcare economy.
Wow. So today we're going to unpack what these AI agents actually are, what they can do, the benefits, and what we need to think about as they become more common in healthcare.
Sounds good. And it's important to get that an AI agent isn't just, a simple bit of software.
Right.
It's more complex. It's an intelligence system, usually built on a large language model, an LLM. That's kind of its brain for understanding language. Plus, it has memory and tools.
Tools like what?
Things like access to a knowledge base, the internet, APIs to connect with other systems. And all this lets it act autonomously on its own.
Autonomously, that's the key word, isn't it? How is that different from, say, a chatbot you might bump into online?
Exactly. A chatbot just responds to prompts, usually. An AI agent, though, it has a goal. Perceives its environment, maybe reading electronic health records or looking at scans.
Okay.
Then it learns from interactions, it reasons about the data, maybe suggests a treatment plan, and then it acts to achieve its goal. It might flag a result, send an alert.
And it learns as it goes.
Crucially, yes. That learning part is key. It improves over time. Think of it like a cycle. Perceive, learn, reason, act, communicate.
So for hospitals, for clinics, what does this look like in practice? Are we talking about replacing doctors and nurses?
No, not replacing. It's much more about augmenting the staff, taking over those repetitive, time-consuming tasks.
Like paperwork. I read clinicians spend something like what, 15.5 hours a week just on paperwork and admin?
That's the figure, yeah. Imagine AI virtual assistants automatically generating chart notes from a conversation. That frees up so much clinician time for actual patient care.
That makes sense. And it's not just the clinical side.
Right. They're also becoming part of the operational backbone, improving hospital logistics that patients might not even see directly.
Like managing supplies or getting patients through the system faster.
Exactly. Managing inventory, optimizing patient flow, scheduling. Johns Hopkins used AI to manage patient flow in their ER.
And what happened?
They saw a 30% reduction in waiting times. That's a big deal for patient experience and outcomes.
So these agents are kind of quietly working behind the scenes, but also right there throughout your journey as a patient, from diagnosis to follow-up.
Pretty much, yeah. They can touch almost every point.
Okay, so let's drill down into the benefits. Why should, you listening care about this, clinically speaking?
Well, a major one is diagnostic accuracy. AI can analyze complex data imaging, labs, even genomics, and spot subtle patterns humans might miss. It can reach expert-level accuracy.
And potentially lead to better outcomes.
Studies suggest maybe a 40% improvement in health outcomes, mainly through earlier, more accurate diagnosis. Catching things sooner makes a huge difference.
And speed, too, especially in emergencies.
Absolutely critical. Think about stroke care. AI can analyze brain scans in seconds, literally seconds, and automatically notify the stroke team if intervention is needed.
Saving minutes means saving brain cells, essentially.
Precisely. Those minutes are incredibly precious.
Beyond the clinical side, what about the patient experience itself?
It's becoming much more personalized. Imagine having a virtual health coach powered by AI. If you have diabetes, it could analyze your blood sugar trends from a monitor.
And give you tailored advice.
Exactly. Daily tips, maybe adjusting your meal plan recommendations based on your specific data in real time. Much more personalized than generic advice.
And proactive, too, right? Not just waiting for you to ask.
Yes, that's a big shift. Take medication adherence. A smart pill bottle connected to an AI agent could notice you missed a dose.
And send you a reminder. Or maybe alert a caregiver.
Could do either. Yeah. That kind of proactive support can dramatically improve adherence, especially for chronic conditions. It just wasn't feasible at scale before.
Of course, this all sounds amazing, but there must be challenges. What about things like data privacy? We're talking about sensitive health information.
That's paramount. Protecting protected health information, or PHI, is critical. You hear about data breaches. I think over 500 healthcare organizations reported breaches last year alone, affecting millions.
So security needs to be rock solid, encryption, access controls, following rules like HIPAA here in the US or GDPR in Europe.
Absolutely essential. And then there's the issue of bias. Well, if the AI is trained on data that isn't representative of the whole population, it can learn biases. It might underdiagnose certain groups or recommend less effective treatments for others. Fairness is a huge concern.
And trusting the AI, especially for doctors making life or death decisions.
That leads to explainability, or XAI, explainable AI. Doctors and patients, too, need to understand why the AI is making a certain recommendation. It can't just be a black box. Trust is built on understanding.
Okay, challenges acknowledged. Looking ahead then, what's the future vision? Where is this heading?
We're already seeing the beginnings of autonomous diagnostics. There's an AI called IDXDR, for example, that screens for diabetic retinopathy autonomously. It provides referral recommendations without needing a human to interpret the initial scan.
So the AI handles more of the diagnostic workload itself?
Potentially, yes. And personalized medicine at scale becomes much more achievable. AI crunching massive data sets to create truly individualized treatment plans.
I've even heard talk of virtual twins.
Yeah, that's a bit more futuristic. But the idea is creating a digital replica of a patient to simulate different therapies and predict responses before actually treating the person.
Wow. And what about where care happens? Does it stay in the hospital?
Not necessarily. I think a really exciting part of the vision is decentralized care. AI agents enabling effective care anywhere.
Through telemedicine, you mean? Or devices at home?
Both. Telemedicine platforms enhanced by AI, smart home monitoring devices, wearables, AI agents on edge devices analyzing data locally. It makes healthcare potentially omnipresent, available whenever and wherever you need it, breaking down barriers of distance and time.
So wrapping up, it's clear AI agents are really set to transform healthcare, improving diagnostics, cutting down the admin burden for staff, speeding up critical responses, and bringing this truly personalized, proactive care directly to you, the patient.
It's a massive shift underway.
Definitely. So as we close out, here's something to think about. As these AI agents get smarter and more integrated into, well, everything in healthcare, how do we make sure we evolve that balance, the balance between incredible efficiency and that essential human touch, ensuring both clinicians and patients feel empowered, not replaced?
That's the crucial question we need to keep asking as we move forward.